the rest of the story. The most celebrated date in American history is July 4, 1776. But what you're about to hear happened the following Sunday, only 3 days later on what was our western frontier. Jemima was 14 years young. Her home was the first permanent settlement in Kentucky. The core of this settlement was a fort into which the settlers could withdraw should they be attacked by Indians. And yet the threat of such an attack had diminished to the extent that the settlers had begun building their cabins on both sides of a nearby river. Even the children were permitted considerable freedom, and so it was on that particular Sunday that Jemima and two teenage girlfriends were allowed to go canoeing by themselves. The current gently swept them about a quarter mile downstream, where their canoe ran aground on a sandbar. As the girls struggled to free themselves, 5 Indian warriors watched from their underbrush hiding place on the riverbank. Originally on a reconnaissance mission, this band of 4 Shawnee braves and 1 Cherokee chief had had no intention of kidnapping white settlers. On the other hand, they could not pass up an opportunity so clearly presented. It took only one brave wading out into the waist-deep water to pull the canoe ashore. The chief, who spoke English remarkably well, informed the young ladies that they would not be harmed if they'd come along quietly. Jemima, however, fearlessly insisted that her foot hurt. And since she had brought no shoes with her, she refused to walk a single step. Well, the Indians looked at each other. All right, said the chief. Jemima would be provided with moccasins and leggings. They covered most of a dozen miles before pitching camp that evening. The Indians had done their best to keep their trail untraceable, but the young captives had torn off small bits of their clothing to drop along the way, and they'd broken so many telltale twigs that their hands were sore. The girls spent the night tied to separate trees. Jemima, who had a penknife in her pocket, tried desperately to get hold of it, but could not. And on the next day's journey, the band encountered a stray pony. Quick-witted Jemima suggested their flight would be hastened if she and her friends were permitted to ride. Her kidnappers agreed, and of course Jemima seized every opportunity to waste time and to make noise, repeatedly tumbling from the pony, screaming as she fell. This amused the Indians enormously. Doubters of Jemima's bravery ought to know that her brother Jim had been captured and tortured to death by Cherokee Indians only 3 years before, and yet Jemima's adventure was to end happily. She kept her head, and her daddy, leading a rescue party, picked up her trail, surprised her kidnappers, and all 3 girls were able to escape unharmed. Now, this incident would interest posterity because of the widespread attention it drew to Jemima's father. The daring rescue of his daughter fired the American imagination. And it was partly Jemima's fast thinking, let us never forget. Partly her fast thinking, her time wasting, her noise making, her trail marking, partly that made a hero of her daddy. A frontiersman named Daniel Boone. Now you know the rest of the story.